all knew as part of this team that we were looking for a needle in a haystack, but we also all knew that the needle was there.
Sacramento County District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert says from the mid-70s to the mid-80s, a man roamed up and down the state of California on a massive crime spree which left communities in terror. Those stops included Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
There were upwards of 50 rapes and 12 murders, crimes that spanned 10 years across at least 10 different counties, Northern, Central, and Southern California.
Among the crimes attributed to the man dubbed the Golden State Killer were the 1980 murders of Lyman and Charlene Smith of Ventura. Ventura County District Attorney Greg Totten.
This 1980 murder has long been a source of fear and angst in the neighborhood in which it occurred, in the community, and indeed throughout all of Ventura County. This is a case that, much like the rapes that occurred here in the Sacramento area, literally struck terror in the hearts of Ventura County residents.
We don't have the exact details, but it was a tip which led to James D'Angelo, a former policeman living in the Sacramento suburb of Citrus Heights, being identified as a suspect a week ago. Detectives set up surveillance, got a DNA sample, and say it linked the now 72-year-old man to some of the murders. Ventura County law enforcement officers and prosecutors played a key role in the arrest. It was their arrest warrant which was served on D'Angelo. Totten was in Sacramento for the announcement of the breakthrough in the case.
Now, while this filing is just the beginning of the prosecution of Mr. D'Angelo, it is the culmination of a decades-long, unrelenting investigation that's singularly focused on bringing this rapist and killer to justice.
Many more charges are expected, including some for 4 murders attributed to the killer in Goleta. Bruce Harrington's brother and sister were murdered in 1980 in Orange County by the Golden State Killer.
51 rapes and 12 murders. Today I'd like to speak to the multi-generation, hundreds and hundreds of multi-generational victims of this staggering crime spree. It is time for the victims to begin to heal. So long overdue.
We're still learning details about D'Angelo's life. Officials say he was a police officer with 2 different departments in the 1970s. He worked as an officer in Exeter in the Central Valley from 1973 to 1976 and in Auburn, north of Sacramento, from 1976 to 1979. Officials say he was fired in 1979 after being convicted of shoplifting. He apparently lived in Citrus Heights for some time and raised a family. Before computer networks and DNA testing, it took authorities years just to connect the crimes. Ventura County District Attorney Greg Totten.
We had no idea that this killer was connected to so many other crimes. But thankfully, with the advent of DNA in the late 1980s, our understanding of this case, its depth, its complexity, its geographic reach, and the sheer scope of violent crimes changed forever. We recognized we were dealing with a serial killer.
And during the last few years, a magazine article, a book, and some television stories helped spark new interest in solving the case. Orange County District Attorney Tony Rokakis says the arrest is a long overdue event, one some law enforcement officers have spent their entire careers trying to make happen.
Joseph James D'Angelo has been called a lot of things by law enforcement. He's been called the East Side Rapist. He's been called the Visalia Ransacker, the original Night Stalker, and the Golden State Killer. Today, it's our pleasure to call him defendant.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.